Hello, everyone. This is Mary Montgomery of Stearns Montgomery & Proctor in Atlanta, Georgia. On today's podcast, I had a great conversation with my colleague, Dominic Jones, at Stearns Montgomery & Proctor. We had a discussion about legitimation and more specifically the significance of the birth certificate and how that relates to the legitimation actions. Dominic, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mary. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So, Dominic, you like to do legitimations.
I do. I'm a big proponent of fathers' rights. I think that it's very important for fathers to be involved in their children's lives and, you know, to be able to participate in, you know, building a bond with them just as any other parent would.
I know a lot of, fathers, they think that they signed the birth certificate. And one of their questions is, isn't that good enough?
It seems as though you should be able to sign a birth certificate. You're there for the birth and you're there in the hospital with the mother. It seems as though that would give you all your rights, but it actually doesn't under Georgia law. The signing the birth certificate is only deemed a acknowledgement of paternity. So what you have to go further if you do not, you and the mother are not married, then you would have to file a petition for legitimation to get more rights, such as becoming the legal father, such as having an award or having the court award you custody and a reasonable visitation.
And so is legitimation and custody, are we able to file that in the same action?
Yes, absolutely. You can file not only to request that petition for legitimation, you can also request that the court make a decision on whether the physical custody, which, you know, where the child is going to, physically be with or be in the physical custody of the parent, and also legal custody. And legal custody specifically gives you certain rights to be able to make certain important and major decisions on behalf of the child.
So if I sign the birth certificate and I live with the child and I don't have physical custody rights, I don't have custody rights?
That's correct. You actually, if you are not married to the mother as a father, and under Georgia law, you have actually no specific rights. So if something unfortunately happens and, you know, either the state or law enforcement is involved, they're going to request that you show them some type of court order that you have been legitimated and you have custody rights to be able to enforce those rights. So that's basically the issue with if you are not legitimated.
So if I'm getting along with the mom and we still live together with one another, should I file a legitimation action?
It really depends, I guess, on your relationship. I would say that it's something that I would, if you have a really good relationship, like you said, with the mother, maybe just bring it up and, you know, because there are some really big benefits to filing for legitimation. So I would definitely discuss it with her, but regardless of whether she agrees or not, it's something that's very important because you don't know what's going to happen to the future and you want to do what's certainly within the best interest of the child. And something that's beneficial to the child is making sure that you obtain your father's rights and you are legally either some type of custody or legal award and you're legitimate to that child. So it's definitely within the best interest of the child to go ahead and go forward with that process.
When I was practicing, Dominic, that it's not like anybody comes to you, calls your office unless there is a problem. So
that's correct.
The first problem. But if there isn't any problems, the fact of getting lawyers involved, people would take offense to that. You know, the mother
right.
might take offense to that. And the legitimation, we could do a legitimation, mm-hmm. purely just a legitimation, no custody, no legal rights, custody rights. But typically, you know, I would always maybe put, if I did have a client who was still living with the mom and on good terms and who could convince them that it was a good idea or the right thing to do, if you will, you know, we could put in just generally joint physical and joint legal custody rights. if she gets an attorney, that attorney might put some negative, comments in her ear, and you have to be very careful on how you broach that subject. So I think in my practice, I know I rarely found anyone who was filing for legitimation, unless there was a problem, unless the parties were separated. Have you found that to be so in your case as well?
I think, yeah, most of the time it's always when something happens, when the visitation stops or the relationship doesn't work and either she moves out or the father moves out of the home, but he's still trying to maintain a relationship with his son or daughter. Usually that's when they do call. Of course, though, I've attempted to at least talk to potential clients and say, look, I know that getting lawyers involved and filing definitely a legal action, some people are very hesitant and concerned when that happens. But I always tell them, look, you can discuss a lot of the issues that come up in a legitimation case with the mother. And there's a possibility that prior to filing that she would agree that this is important. And then you can certainly, very general, just joint legal custody, joint physical. Sometimes parties will say they can still, basically it's upon their discretion that they can agree on visitation or they can agree on certain terms. I mean, of course, I always give a recommendation that we need to specify these terms, but if that's what they agree to, that's something that you can at least get a legitimation order, just making sure that if something does happen, unfortunately, that you are there to be able to make those type of important decisions for the child.
Right. So, going back to the significance of the birth certificate in all of that, so the birth certificate would be relevant maybe if there is problems. If she starts to deny you visitation or deny your rights, you might look bad because, the birth certificate has been signed and there is a presumption, if you will, of maybe legitimation. Mm-hmm. And so it's still important to have that birth certificate, I guess.
Absolutely.
That's the point, right? And I know earlier you had said that the birth certificate is relevant towards the issue of paternity, meaning, that biologically that father has been established to that child. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's sort of, it's an act of like accepting a paternity. It's certainly not a DNA test, but if the mother tries to deny, or even sometimes the father tries to deny, people can use that as evidence of, look, that's an acknowledgement of paternity. Certainly in a legitimation case, though, the father can motion for a DNA test within that legitimation. So he can also request that in his petition if there are some concerns or he wants to make sure that he is or the child is biologically his.
So even if he signed the birth certificate, he still has the right to ask and request a DNA. Okay.
That's correct.
A DNA. Okay. Well, very good. Well, thank you so much, Dominic. I appreciate your conversation on this.
Absolutely.
Thank you.